Today at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Howard Dean and Ralph Nader got together for a Nader versus Dean debate in a live broadcast on NPR's information show, Justice Talking. The debate was really about two issues. One, Dean, Ralph, please quit your candidacy and come home. We have to stop George W. Bush no matter what. Two, Nader, the Democratic Party is a mirror image of the Republican Party. Both are joined at the hips with corporate special interests. Perhaps debate is the wrong word for their interchange. We already knew that the two respected each other, and that came across very clearly in what turned out to be simply an adoring couple at a marriage counseling session. We aren't sure if the marriage is saved, but we know they will remain friends. The positive effect of the discussion was the realization that Ralph Nader will never be successful in a presidential campaign until he collects the necessary popular support to carry him up the steep hill of electoral balloting. That will require him to forge real political friendships and begin wearing a recognizable service mark, something to identify and distinguish the services of one provider from services provided by others, and to indicate the source of the services. People really do like Ralph Nader. He's almost like Siddhartha, Confucius, or Gandhi. I mean, who could really be against this valiant crusader? The problem is that modern Americans don't have a tradition of voting for someone who stands so alone in the way he does. Maybe Kerry will give him a cabinet post after the election.